Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, July 11th. Bruce County councillors have heard a progress report on their plan to tackle homelessness. So far this year, phase one of their affordable housing development toolkit has been completed and shared with developers. Human Services Director Christine McDonald says the pandemic shifted the needs of the community, namely because it changed how people lived and worked.
There are a number of people that are looking for places to live, and there aren't enough places. And so we are trying to move forward as quickly as possible, new units, and make the process more seamless for people that are interested in building those new units.
McDonald says that involves encouraging developers to create large multi-residential units, as well as other types of housing to fill the gap of the middle market. She also says they have resources in place for anyone who needs shelter, which can be accessed through the Bruce County Human Services website or by calling 211. The Georgian Riding Association for Challenged Equestrians, also known as GRACE, has launched a new program to help anyone with communication or mental health issues. The Riding Association in Springmount's new equine-assisted learning program allows individuals or small groups to work through things like social anxiety, post-traumatic stress, or work on family communication or team building. Certified equine-assisted learning facilitator Kathleen Hunter says horses make good teachers when it comes to emotions.
A horse is incredibly sensitive to energetic, emotional, and physical changes. So because they're a prey animal, they are very attuned to their environment and any changes in that environment. And that environment includes the people that are near to them.
If you're interested in signing up to volunteer with GRACE or to take part in the Equine Assisted Learning Program, you can contact them through their GRACE Facebook page or by calling 372-2721. The massive Rogers blackout on Friday has had a big impact on businesses. The head of the Canadian Federation of Independent Business says small businesses lost thousands of dollars on Friday because of it. Meanwhile, Saugeen Shores Police posted on Twitter they did not receive a single non-police-related call that day, nor did they receive any calls regarding angry or disruptive customers at any local businesses. They're thanking the community for being understanding through the network blackout and only calling police for appropriate concerns. Ukraine says Moscow's move to fast-track Russian citizenship for Ukrainians is an encroachment on Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Russian President Vladimir Putin expanded the fast-track procedure with a decree today. Ukraine's foreign minister says Putin's decree is worthless and demonstrates Putin's aggressive appetites. The Bank of Canada is set to raise interest rates again this week. A report from the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation says the hike could come as early as Wednesday. The report says the central bank is expected to hike its key lending rate by as much as 75 basis points. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 206 points to 18,816. The Dow Jones is down 164 points. Our dollar is trading at 76.91 U.S. cents, down 38 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $103.56, down $1.23 a barrel. In sports, the Canadian women's national soccer team is set to take on Costa Rica tonight in the final game of group stage of the CONCACAF Championship in Mexico. Canada beat Panama last week to book its spot in the FIFA 2023 Women's World Cup. In Major League Baseball, it's an off day for the Toronto Blue Jays on the heels of a rough road trip, which ended with a four-game sweep at the hands of the Seattle Mariners. Tomorrow, the Jays host the Philadelphia Phillies in the opener of a six-game homestand. In local ball, the Owen Sound Bay Sox returned to action on Wednesday at home against Creemore after falling 7-10 on the season in a loss to Ivy yesterday. In local ladies' field lacrosse, strong weekends for several Owen Sound teams. You can find all the results on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. And looking ahead at Ontario Series lacrosse, the Owen Sound Bug Juice North Stars close out their regular season at home on Saturday against the Oakville Rock at the Bayshore.